All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea, and as I mentioned before the break, we're in studio today with Matt Jacobson, the parent liaison, and Jared Kale, the school board chair for Fremont County School District Number 1. And they're here today to talk about the search for the new superintendent that's going to be going on, which will entail some public forums that are going to be going on in the coming weeks. Before we dive into all of that information, how is everybody doing this morning?
We're doing great, Vince. Thanks for having us, most importantly. Thanks for KOVE and KDLY for taking the time, making the time to allow us to talk a little bit about the superintendent search.
Well, Chairman Kale, thank you for stopping by and making the time today.
Thanks, Vince. Really appreciate you having us here to talk about the superintendent search.
Matt, glad to have you back as always. Well, I'm glad that you guys are here today to take the time to chat with us about the search for the new superintendent. Could you kind of give us some background information on when this decision was made and what's going to be going on with that whole process?
You bet. So every fall, we take a look at who we're going to extend contracts to, things of that nature. And during that time, Dr. Barker, who's been with us, Matt, I think 7, 8 years, something along those lines, let us know that he was not going to ask for a contract renewal. So we knew at that time, this is back in November, that we were going to have to do a bit of a search this year. We really appreciate all of the work and the effort that Dr. Barker has put in for the last 8 years. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, you know, of course, a loss for the district whenever you have that kind of knowledge leave the district. It's tough to overcome, but it's also exciting. Change is difficult, but it's also fresh and exciting. And we're really looking forward to the potential that a new superintendent could bring to the district.
And so he will be continuing through the rest of this school year, and this will be for the 2023-2024 school year beginning, correct?
Absolutely. His contract runs through the end of June, and he's planning on being here through that time. We hope to have a new superintendent on board a little bit before Dr. Barker leaves, so that we can have a bit of a transition plan.
Kind of shadow.
Right. You know, at least share some ideas and explain some of the, you know, ins and outs of our particular district. Every district's different. So it's good to have that knowledge transfer that happens without it just being a clean break off.
100%. Yeah. And we were kind of chatting before the interview started that it's been 8 years since the last time this happened. So this is a new process for a lot of you. Or if it's not a new process, it's been a while since it happened. Could you kind of talk us through what it's going to look like? The application period for the superintendents is closed right now, and you're looking at the candidates that have submitted, correct?
That's correct. Our application process ended here just a few days ago. We have all of the applicants in that we are going to take a look at for this position. We're working with the Wyoming School Boards Association, WSBA. They're our search coordinator. They have taken those. They're whittling them down based on some criteria that the board presented them with. Whittling those down to maybe 10 or 12 applicants. And the board is going to look at those on this Thursday.
Okay.
And narrow those down to the top three or four candidates.
Okay.
After that point, our fantastic administrator, Carol, will schedule those folks in for site visits and this process that we can talk about today that deals with all of the forums that we're going to put together and so that we can evaluate them sort of on a 360 degree perspective before we finally make that decision.
So getting that input then from the public, from parents after you, you're holding these forums then.
Right. Absolutely. When any of these candidates get on site, the first thing they'll do in the morning is they'll do a big school tour where they go to maybe not every school. It's a lot to pack in 4 hours, but they'll go to several of our schools, meet with some of our key staff, talk to many of our students and get a flavor for what the color is, if you will, of our culture, things of that nature. Then at lunch, each candidate will go to lunch with our administrative team. And that way our administrators can evaluate them, which is, you know, really important. They're going to be the ones directly report to the new superintendent.
Right.
So it's really important that we get a fit there, that we understand how the administrators and the new superintendent would mesh together. At 3:30 then, there's a little bit of a break. Hopefully the superintendent will go take a, potential superintendent will go take a nap or something in their motel room. Yeah. It's going to be a long day.
Yeah.
At 3:30, we'll have a staff forum. We wanted to wait until 3:30 so school's out and we could get as many staff members there as possible. We have a staff committee that has been putting together questions that will be asked. They have been taking input from staff members across the district. Mm-hmm. They will take those questions. Not every question will get asked, of course, but they're going to take those questions and try to find the commonalities and get a good set of questions to ask. Every staff member will be invited. It will be those that core committee that does the actual interaction.
Gotcha.
And that'll go on probably about as long as it takes. At 6 o'clock then, we'll break into a community forum. And I'll turn this over to Matt and let him talk a little bit about the community forum.
Yeah, please. Yeah, so Vince, the community forum will be held at Pathfinder Gym in our, or excuse me, not the gym, but in the library at Pathfinder School. And what we're asking from stakeholders, community members, parents, guardians, we've even solicited from students, we've put a form out on the front page of our website, and you can link to that and go to landerschools.org and then click on the superintendent search questionnaire button. It's a prominently displayed button, and you can type in the questions that you would like to ask the superintendent if you were given a chance. Now, this is an hour-long forum, and I can tell you that we've probably gotten over 300 or 400 questions already.
Wow. Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to sift through those and we'll put them in categories and choose from those questions, probably the most often asked.
Totally.
And then during that forum, we're going to have two moderators, Bill Lee, the former middle school social worker, and Jennifer Butler, who's a member of my family engagement team and also ran for school board, have agreed to moderate the community forum. And we'll come up with a list of questions, and then they'll ask the superintendent candidates those questions. We'd really like to have the public there for that piece as well. Mm-hmm. I think when we interviewed Dr. Barker, I was actually involved a little bit with that. And I think if I remember correctly, there were probably 7 or 8 members of the community there to watch that. I suspect that we're going to have a lot more for this forum. I think times have changed a little bit, and there's probably some topics that are of importance to people. But I really would like to see a good turnout at those forums. We'll be there. And then at the end of that forum, we'll give you a form to fill out and a hard copy if you want, or we'll also have a link to an electronic version of that form that you can give your feedback on that. It's really important, I think, that the community be involved in this.
Totally.
And I'm anxious to hear what their take on the candidates is. And so I'm really looking forward to reading all of that. And then, of course, we'll pass that on to the board as they make their decision as to who's going to be our next superintendent.
And how long, again, do people have to submit their questions on the site?
That's a good question. Thanks for asking. So we're actually going to cut off the date this Saturday.
This Saturday.
So that'll give us a chance to look at all the questions and come up with a representative sample of questions that we're going to ask the candidates.
So then the people that go to the public forum then that night will hear the questions that you guys take to be asked. They're not going to be asking questions while they're there.
No, there just simply is not enough time.
Right.
But I do think that being in person and getting you really get a feel for somebody when you're in person. And I think the plan also is to record these, and then we would offer those recordings of the candidate forums, the community forums, to the public after we've had the last candidate forum. We don't want to give any candidate an advantage of hearing the questions beforehand. I think that's the way we'll do that, but that we will make a recording available.
So each candidate will get their own forum then?
Correct, yes.
It's not all going to be in one night.
Yeah,
these
are all on 3 or 4 separate days, and I'll let Jared speak to the timing of that. I think they're, you know, a lot of that will be up to the candidates and their availability.
100%. No, I think that's great information, and thanks for letting us know. We'll be sure to help get that info out on where people can submit those questions, which once again, will be due by this Saturday if you want to get your question into the running. But like you said, there's already a bunch, so don't 100% expect to hear it. So Jared, you were going to fill us in then on some of the nights and the times, correct?
Sure. And before I do that,
dates,
Vince,
and times,
before I do that, Vince, I'd just like to echo a little bit about what Matt said. We've been told that the library at the Pathfinder, at the administrative offices there, has ample room for the community. I'd like to prove everyone wrong. I'd like to see us standing room only audience for these. The superintendent really sets the tone for the district, and the district really sets the tone for our kids. So this is crucial that we select a person that can lead our district in a way that the community wants it led. So it's really important, whether you are a parent or not, it's really important for you to have some input into this process.
Yeah, have some autonomy in that, because how often do you hear people say, well, how come we didn't get a say? Well, you did at the time when it happened.
Absolutely.
That occurs. I noticed with stuff like this all the time with local government, it doesn't matter what it is. This is your chance. This is your opportunity to go get your voice heard.
And you don't have to stand in line to vote, and you don't have to look at all the yard signs. So it's a win-win all the way around, right?
Exactly. Just listen to them talk.
After the community forums, then the candidates will come into the boardroom, and we will have a chance as a board to interview them as well. So from about 7:30 until 9, the board will do a little back and forth with each candidate, get a feel for the candidates. After which, the staff and community interviews, as well as some of the key staff that met the superintendents as they toured the schools, all that will flow back into the school board. And we will ultimately make the final decision. It is the primary reason I think each one of us ran. It is the most important thing that a school board does. So we're going to take some time and really, vet the various candidates and
totally.
See if we can come up with the best option. So Vince, each one of these candidates will be on an independent schedule. We are hoping that we can have them here the 7th, February 7th, February 9th, and February 14th.
Okay.
That's our current goal. Now, a lot of that is we got to play by ear. We don't know what their schedules are. We've got different staff that are in and out. So it's going to be up to our scheduling masters to really figure that out.
Gotcha.
So don't hold me to those dates.
No, but those are the tentative ones to give a general guideline of a general timeline for folks.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then on the 21st, the school board will get together, and that's the night that hopefully we'll be able to make a selection. But we won't announce that right away, because there's quite a bit that goes into that after we pick someone. First, they need to accept, right?
I mean,
they may have other options that they're looking at too. They may not have liked the fit, so there's a lot of things that go on there. We need to negotiate salaries. We need to negotiate terms of a contract with them. They're going to actually come out and do a more in-depth community tour. Make sure that they have a good fit. The worst thing in the world would be to hire a superintendent and then a year later they say, man, this just is not for me.
Right.
So we want to make darn sure we've got good fits. So, right now the actual announcement is sort of to be determined.
Okay.
We've got to work through all those parts. But the key date right now is going to be the 21st. At least that's the one we're looking ahead to and when we'll make that
decision. So within the coming days of that date, it'll probably be, that's when folks will know.
I won't even go that far because we have quite a bit. I mean, arranging for them to come on site and all those kinds of things take some time. So, it may be several weeks before we can finally make an announcement.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So up to weeks. It may even be before March.
Mid-March, let's say.
Gotcha.
That's if I had to guess. That'd be, maybe even at our March school board meeting. That would be my bet. But, again, things are up in the air, so don't hold me to that.
No, totally. And I think that's perfect, because that really does give folks an accurate estimate of the timeline, like you mentioned, of what's going to be going on. And they have those dates now of knowing about when the forums are going to take place. They know when they can get their questions in. And then, like you said, as well, you're probably going to be filming those forums. So that way, if people do miss them, they can watch them at a later date, correct?
Absolutely.
Was there anything else that either of you wanted to get out to our listeners about this whole process or anything else that's going on with the FCSD number one?
Yeah, I just want to mention, Vince, on that link that I gave you off of our website to the superintendent search questionnaire, we will update that page with the set times and dates. Great. Yeah, so that page, it has currently has the tentative dates and the schedule of events that the superintendent candidates will go through, but we will firm those up as the dates become set.
Concrete.
Yep. Gotcha. And we'll update the webpage.
No, that's great. Well, just once again, thank you both for taking the time, for filling us in on this whole process. And just one last chance here. Was there anything else that you guys were wanting to get out to our listeners before I let you get out of here today?
Well, I just want thanks again, Vince. And I want to thank Jared. I conned him into doing this. I told him, hey, we got to get out. No, he knows that this is really important that the community be made aware of these processes, and everybody's working hard. You mentioned Carol. If you ever want to see somebody that can juggle a million balls in the air at once, she's amazing.
Carol Swinson.
Yes. Yeah. So people are working really hard, and the board itself is working very hard. There's a lot that goes into it. And I'd like to remind people that they're not paid for this. Mm-hmm. And so this is passion and their willingness to serve. So I want to thank the board for all the hard work they're doing.
Matt, Jared, thank you both for coming in today. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Vince. Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, more coffee time after a quick word from our sponsor.